guests, Julie Mann is the president and CEO of J Mann Consulting Group, and also Rockstar Factory. We'll talk a little bit about both those entities in just a second, but Julie's on her way to an appointment. She's on the road. Julie, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great.
Why don't you give us a road report, if you will.
Road report is good. Smooth sailing. I'm heading over on the other side of Grand Rapids, and typical morning commute this way.
All right. J-Man Consulting Group, located right here in Lansing. For our listeners who haven't heard you on the program before, tell us what you do.
J-Man Consulting Group is an HR manager on call model for smaller businesses that do not have HR staff on site, because we know if you have one employee or if you have 50 or 100, you still have employee questions. So we are the on-call HR manager, so we can help our businesses work through those, because we know people are a very important part of our business.
Tell us about the Rockstar Factory.
The Rockstar Factory works with employers to find Rockstar quality talent. So it's for hiring. We all know that when we're looking to hire and we've made that decision that finally we're going to hire somebody, we all want to hire a Rockstar, so we help them do it.
Let's talk about a couple of new rules, a couple of new laws which businesses need to know about, or it could cost them some cash. Let's start with Gina.
Okay, Gina. Gina is called the Genetic Information Non-Disclosure Act. It is an act that's been around for a while, but it seems from an employer standpoint of view that it really has kind of just been off the target. Most clients, again, with J-Man, we're working consistently with businesses on a daily basis. And typically when I ask employers about it, they give you that, what are you talking about, look. But it is another protected form of discrimination. So this was actually passed, and they now have made some modifications very recently. And they've put GINA under Title VII, which employers are more aware of, and they've also instituted some record-keeping requirements that kind of go along with Title VII. So employers who are familiar with Title VII, you can follow those same record-keeping requirements more or less. But the most important thing is that, you know, most employers are unknowingly affected by it.
And that lack of knowledge could cost them some cash, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, Gina, again, I don't know if I was clear enough on my first answer, but basically it prohibits discrimination on the basics of gender information with respect to, like, health insurance information and also employment. So, and it applies to all employers with 15 or more employees. And what it's protecting employees from is from the employer using genetic information to make employment-related decisions. You know, and even as just a citizen, you know, you sit there and you think, well, wait a minute, how's anybody going to figure out my genetic information? You know, I don't have a card in my wallet that says, here's my genetic information. But when they talk about genetic information, they're talking about things such as information about the person, information about the family member and their genetic test, family medical history, request for genetic services or genetic information by either the individual or the family member. And, you know, most employers just don't realize how easy it is to acquire that and actually be discriminating. You know, you could very, and I'll give you an example, Tony, because I read this one in an article recently. You could very, you know, kindly inquire about how is your employee's family member doing who maybe is suffering from some type of a illness, like cancer, heart disease, something like that. And if you do that, you could be discriminating because now you have genetic information about your employee. I know, I don't write this stuff. I just try to help everybody understand it. I know what everybody's thinking who's listening on the radio. They're going, oh, you've got to be kidding me. But, you know, I mean, it is true. And so, you know, employers have to, you know, be careful.
And that fine is $2,500, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredibly expensive. Well, I mean, $2,500 would just be scratching the tip of the iceberg because it's a discrimination case. Now, let me be sure to say for the audience, I'm not an attorney. I'm an HR expert. It's a discrimination lawsuit. And discrimination lawsuits these days, we've all read the paper and we all see them. They don't come by cheap.
All right, we're going to bring Julie back. We're going to bring Julie back for another segment next. Julie Mann, who is the president and CEO of J-Man Consulting and Rockstar. If you want to know anything about HR, if you need to hire an employee, if you're looking for a job, a really good job, you need to contact Julie at J-Man. Julie, welcome back to the program. I think we're waiting to...
I think on the first segment when we were talking about Gina, I said Genetic Information Non-Disclosure Act,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Non-Discrimination Act.
Okay.
See what that second cup of coffee will do for you?
But what you need to do is make sure that you're in compliance and folks can call you if they want more details.
Absolutely.
All right,
I let people listen going, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She can't even recite the act properly.
Tell us about the new union election rules.
Well, you know, I would love to chat more about it, but there was a released email yesterday that now there is some blockage on what was going to be coming forward. So, you know, we may want to chat a little bit about the talent survey and hold off while that thing kind of buckles through the system.
All right. Let's,
but the thing for employers to know is to watch that there is much going on relative to the National Labor Relations Board and employer requirements for union posting and the cookie election is what they're talking about. I'll get with you later, Tony, as that kind of comes to fruition, but there's a lot going on right there, so keep your ear to the grindstone.
All right, tell us about the talent survey.
Well, J-Man Consulting Group is working with Ross Woodstock out of Cole Communications, because one thing that we all know is that anybody in business who's trying to hire is that we're in one of the most unique talent markets we've ever been in. So we have launched a statewide, across the state of Michigan, talent survey to be sure that we're getting the voice of all of our businesses across Michigan and can speak to, is there a talent gap? Is it perceived? Is it a myth? I think it's pretty true. And what's driving that? And where are the points where we're having a hard time hiring? And what areas and what industries? How long is it taking? So that we can get some metrics around all of that data for the state of Michigan, and then we can all obviously start working to form solutions, understand it, and better be able to work with our businesses on the hiring perspective. So we have an online SurveyMonkey survey. Anybody who's listening who believes that talent is important to the state of Michigan, which I hope is all of us, please go to my website, which is www.jmann.com. consultinggroup.com, all squished together. I know it's a little bit long. And on the front page, there is a link to the SurveyMonkey. It says that we were going to close it a week ago, but we are going to keep that survey open until Monday. And please share your opinions because it's very important to our state. It's very important to a lot of initiatives behind talent and how we're driving that across the state of Michigan.
All right, Julie, before we let you go, you and a couple of members of your family took a very interesting trip overseas to Africa. Tell us the highlights of that trip.
Oh, my gosh. Where to begin on the highlights? But, yes, I took my two older boys, 15 and 13, on a 19-hour plane ride. Anybody who has kids knows just even thinking about that thought would be crazy. But we went to South Africa. We were on a hunting safari, and the country is beautiful. The people are wonderful. And for anybody who has apprehensions about going to South Africa, yes, you should have them because you're going out of country, but it was nothing compared to what we were ready for, and it was just a marvelous time of a life trip.
On your trip, you had mentioned to me that one of your sons had said, boy, Mom's worldwide because you ran into several folks from Michigan State over there.
I did. I mean, here we're in the middle of South Africa, and I had three different people that I got called from or came over and stopped by our camp, and, you know, my boys were like, Mom, you know people everywhere. That's kind of crazy, but also kind of nice, you know, I mean, as well, to have your children see how small the world really is.
All right, Julie, for folks who want more information about J-Man Consulting and Rockstar, where can they go?
Please go to our website. Again, J-Man, M-A-N-N, consultinggroup.com or therockstarfactory.com.
All right, be safe, Julie. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks a ton, Tony. Have a great day.